The West Texas rancher Herbert Coconut Jr. loved baseball so much that in 1946 he agreed to manage the semi-pro baseball team in Alpine. The next year he changed its name from the Cats to the Cowboys, and he spent more than $1 million to build a Coconut Field where they could play ball. San Antonio architects Phelps, Deweese, and Simmons designed Coconut Field in the style and dimensions of big league stadiums. Sports Illustrated called it the world's most beautiful ballpark. Native stone, quarried from the Coconut 06 Ranch, forms a 10-foot-high wall around the field. The curving, three-story grandstand is faced with the same stone. Large panels of glass blocks let light inside. Attention to detail makes the massive architecture intimate and inviting. Clusters of small metal baseballs, painted white, decorate the red, wrought iron gates at entrances to the field. Craftsmen from San Antonio created the ornate ironwork. Glass lanterns atop tall stone pillars repeat the baseball motifs. The 1,200 wooden seats in the grandstand and the permanent bleachers are painted a brilliant turquoise. Coconut brought major league teams to Alpine to stage exhibition games with big-name players such as Satchel Paige. In 1959, the Boston Red Sox made the Cowboys a franchise in a new sophomore league, but the league folded in 1962 and the Cowboys disbanded. Sul Ross State University's baseball team, the Lobos, played at Coconut Field until the baseball program was halted in 1968. Herbert Coconut then gave the ballpark to Alpine High School. When Sul Ross resumed baseball in 1983, the university leased the field from the school district. Today, Coconut Field is showing its age and needs costly renovations. Still, at a time when retro-style ballparks are all the rage, it remains the real thing, and a big hit with fans.